back here on RBN Thea Berlin Show live. And we're talking about the issue of workmen's comp and what's going on in the healthcare industry. It's going down the tubes fast. Quick, it's going down in the tubes. And we got a caller here. We got Carl from Ontario. Carl, can you come up? I want to hear what you would have to ask as a question.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Carl. How are you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
Carl,
I'm an American up here in Montreal. You got Ontario, you got it a little bit
off a little bit. Oh, okay, sorry about that. Okay,
Montreal. I don't want to get off topic, but the reason why I called is I heard you mention a few things. Keywords were rigged courts, the judicial system, and there's something about a cooked-up psychiatric report. Well, I had my own kind of problem with a cooked-up psychiatric report. And then other subsequent reports, which they kind of base on this report. It was with problem with the U.S. court system, the federal court system. And it was a criminal charge, but because I was making cartoons, satirical writings and cartoons, mocking Bush, standing before Almighty God. And I got arrested by the Secret Service for intimidating protectees of the Secret Service. And I wanted to take my case to trial, and the U.S. attorney ordered a psychiatric report. And I didn't know it at the time, but this doctor, I later obtained a copy of his curriculum vitae, his resume, in which I have, you know, in front of me. And this doctor was also an employee of the Secret Service. He was involved in training protective intelligence agents regarding the psychiatric medical pharmacologic and mental health law concepts, which are relevant to the Secret Service investigative interest. And this doctor here cooked up a report on me. And in his curriculum vitae, there's other things like he, from 1993 to 1997, he's deputy medical director of the American Psychiatric Association. He was also, I mean, this guy's prestigious. I mean, he was invited to the White House in 1996 and 1995. I don't know if I should give his name out over the air, but people probably could look him up and know who I'm talking about. But basically, I had the courts cook up stuff on me, and I'm afraid that, you know, they have this database that this inaccurate, you know, report with all its distortions and lies and stuff will be, you know, follow me around everywhere I go, and other people will pick up this report and use it, you know, as a basis deciding employment or other things or... But I don't know what to do because, I mean, I'm just asking you what your advice would be. And
well, the misuse of the laws by the U.S. government, the Secret Service, I know of a case of a guy in South Carolina who had one picket sign against Bush at the airport there. He was arrested, and for one picket sign, they accused him of being a threat to the president, and... then they had a trial in which they convicted him. It turns out that the Secret Service is misusing the law. They're arresting people who have criticism. Basically, you don't have any democratic rights.
That's exactly right, and that's why this whole NHIN needs to be stopped. This National Health Information Network has to be stopped because that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to feed all these cooked-up psych reports, cooked-up blood work, cooked-up this, cooked-up that, and they're going to use it against the people.
And that's what they're doing in a massive way. They're spying on people. They're violating the law. I mean, the Senate, they're going to allow Bush to give liability protection to communication companies to spy on people illegally.
We're going to break, and we'll be right back. The Emberly Show, 800-313-9446.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
On RBN, and we're here and we're talking about the inadequate health care system, what's going on with workman's comp and the insurance industry with Barbara Clark, and we're talking with Steve, and we have a caller from Canada. His name is Carl. Carl, you want to continue on where we left off before the commercial break?
Well, I was leaving your office about this doctor's curriculum vitae. Like his credentials, his resume is 25 pages long. I mean, you can see he has connections with the elite people. I mean, going to Yale and Harvard, his chief resident, graduate medical education was at Yale and also the Mayo Clinic. His sub-internship was like Columbia University, Bellevue Hospital, and they have somebody like this come and do an evaluation on me and try to say I'm crazy for, you know, my views and drawings and stuff, and say that I'm threatening, you know, somebody, a protectee of the Secret Service, George Bush. And what happened is they throw me into a mental hospital for 10 months, and I was not allowed to go to trial until they said I was competent. And then I came back, went to court. I wanted to take the case to trial. And then all this, 9/11 and all that stuff was around that time period. And then what happened was they threatened me with 20 years if I didn't sign a plea agreement. And basically, I ended up going along, signing an agreement, saying I would get pretty much time served and be released. And then what happens, they did a pre-sentence report, and they put all sorts of lies, distortions of truth, falsehoods in there. They based this doctor's report on me and use that information in the report, in the pre-sentence report. And turn around, I ended up having to serve 6 years in jail. And then I get out, you know, I had to do probation. And I try to have them fix the records, criticize them. And instead of, you know, coming to me and discussing the matter, you know, they basically avoid me and either try to, you know, attack me. because they refused to correct the injustice. You know, and eventually I came up here to Canada, where now I have problems with immigration because they're treating me like a criminal, not as a victim of this, you know, corrupt system that we have, you know?
Sure. No, it is criminal. I mean, the way they're terrorizing people in this country, in the United States, it's completely illegitimate, and basically the real criminals are the people running the government. That's the fact of the matter. They're the people that are stealing money. They take money. They ignore the laws when they violate the laws. They make the laws as they go along. I mean, millions of working people are losing their homes, they're losing their health care, and they could care less. They could care less. I mean, it used to be in this country that people were not dying in the streets. People were not laying in the streets. This is a rich country, the United States. It has tremendous wealth. But you've got a small group of people who really could care less about the country, and they make money by the poverty and deprivation of people in this country. That's the reality with the insurance industry. They would rather see workers die like Barbara Clark than take care of their health care. People are dying in this country, in the United States, this rich country, because these insurance companies don't want to take care of their health care, even though they're required to under the law, and nobody prosecutes them.
And then the big problem is when you do stand up and fight them like I'm doing, these psych records come out, they chase you, they hunt you down, they do this, they do that. And in my case, like I said, I have a racketeering case going to trial, and now it's like I have to completely stay undercover because I have to worry about some fanatic coming after me. And it's just ridiculous. And just one point in with this NHIN that I'm very concerned about, and I'm very passionate about getting this stopped, is that during the whole 9/11 era, all that, our insurance commissioner, Steve Poizner, who's a new insurance commissioner, he worked in the software industry, and he was actually working for the National Security Council under the Bush administration. Well, he's one of the people that helped cook up this NHIN, this National Health Information Network, and now he's the insurance commissioner for the state of California. And when I went to him with my stuff, he said, well, I can't really help you because you're dealing with a self-insured entity, the Adventist Health System. Well, then the next thing I know, I find out that Hillary Clinton and George Bush, both on the same day in January, did two YouTube videos where they're talking about the Adventist Health System is the greatest asset to America. What nonsense is that? Does Bush go out and endorse the Muslims and the Hindus and everyone else and other Christians? No, he does a YouTube video about the Adventists, and I actually filed a Freedom of Information Act to the White House and to Hillary Clinton saying, I want to know exactly how much money you got paid for this, and they're not answering my letters.
And is this guy Posner, the insurance commissioner in California, we met with him personally. And one of the reasons we were able to meet with him is we picketed his inauguration. And he decided to have a meeting with us. We met with him personally, and this guy, Joseph Dow, who's now living in Maine, told him about the fraud that was conducted in his case. They said they would investigate it. After months and months and months, they said that nothing was there. Then we just recently got a letter from another agency, FICA, saying that there had been criminal activity. Forging of employment documents to avoid having to pay this guy's health, workers' comp. So there was a clear cover-up of corruption, and the Attorney General of California, Jerry Brown, none of these people are pursuing it because they've got their hand in the cookie box themselves. They want to electronify medical records for people in this country, not to protect people. They want to do it to save money so they can get rid of clerks and other people who are in charge of files. And secondly, they can fiddle with your medical records and do whatever they want with it. They can sell it to other companies.
That's exactly right. They
can
sell it to other companies. They can use it against you. They can basically use it to your doctor and say, well, we're determining that Susie Q is not going to get this kind of medication. You should give her that kind of medication.
Exactly.
This is ridiculous. This is the ultimate of fraud, what's happening here. And there's millions of dollars already invested into software companies that are working on this program versus the national ID card that really doesn't have any money in it yet. And the National Health Information Network came down as an executive order. We need to put a stop to this. This is ridiculous.
There's no protection that they're offering people in this country. And actually, the way we learned out about this, what's going on in the biotech industry, because they make workers sign secrecy agreements. They say, well, we have to protect the patents. We can't have workers talking about what's going on in the biotech industry. But then what we discover is workers are afraid to say anything about the conditions, the health and safety conditions. And the only reason this guy David Bell's case came up around AgriQuest, and Pam Marone, who's the owner of it, she used to work for Monsanto, is because he couldn't get his health care taken care of.
Yeah.
Because the insurance company said, we're not going to take care of you. It took him a year to find out who the insurance company was. And they denied that the fungus and the bacteria in his body had anything to do with his job. When he had patents, his mother put together patents, and it showed that this company had been making patents on these fungus to use in pesticides, and it was directly related. And then they just deny it. It's criminal. I mean, it is outrageous. This guy has fungus and bacteria in his body. He can't get medical care. He has to fight for medical care.
And that's basically what's happening. And now, and the people need to get up and really protest this business. And I wish I could get a hold of a presidential candidate like Hillary Clinton or whoever the hell they all are. And I'd ask him, I'd say, what are you doing? Why don't we go ahead and put your health information in the data network first? Why don't we take all the legislator and Congress and take all their health information information and stick it in the health information network and run tests on it, and let's see how we can sling around your health information.
Well, also there's an environmental crisis. They're introducing these products, hormones, all these products without having them tested.
Yeah.
And when things are introduced to the environment, biotech stuff without proper testing, the people that are in charge of doing oversight are themselves executives who want to sell these products. So how does the public know when they get sick from produce, when they get sick from things in the environment? It's not caused exactly by this deregulation. It's a very dangerous situation because these products that they're developing, particularly in the biotech industry, we don't know the effect of these products when they're introduced in agriculture. They could end up back in the population and bloodstreams and what people eat. It's a very dangerous and deadly situation. And it's a scandal. And we tried to get, for example, George Miller and the Congress people here who are in charge of the Labor Committee of the U.S. Congress to have hearings and to bring these executives under oath, which they can. I mean, the Democrats control the Congress. They can have hearings on these injured workers, what happened to them, why they're not being taken care of medically. They refuse to have hearings. They're sitting on it when people are dying. People are literally dying because they're refusing to expose and stop this corruption and the criminal activity by employers and insurance companies. This is what's going on in this country. That is not part of the debate, frankly, with the major candidates of the Democrats and Republicans. They're not talking about that.
And they should be talking about it.
That's right. They should be talking about it and addressing it because it affects millions and millions of people. And even if people think that they're not being affected because they have health insurance, everything's fine, they are being affected. People are getting sick. I mean, there's an epidemic of cancer in this country. What's causing this epidemic of cancer? Why is there an epidemic of cancer in this country?
There's also an epidemic of diabetes and all these other types
exactly.
of diseases.
Of course, that's what I'm talking
about. And there's absolutely nothing that's being done in advancement
exactly.
to get rid of any of this stuff other than insurance that doesn't take care of the illnesses
They're selling drugs. They're advertising drugs on television. Take this drug, take that drug. They're selling drugs in which there are actually no diseases for, and they're just, these drug companies control, again, like the insurance companies, the television, they control the politicians. Why are they pushing people to buy drugs?
It's the whole pharmaceutical industry. They want people on drugs so that they're in a stupor, so that they can't fight. I went through it myself.
Well, I'd like to stop you again here. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we're on RBN and PM Burley Show, and we're live here. Callers 800-313-9443. And we have Mo in, I think, Oregon. I'm not sure. Mo, where are you from? Couldn't hear it, Mo. Mo, are you there?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm from Oregon. And Alan from Canada, I know him, and I have talked to him a few times with other talk host shows like Alex, Ansari, etc. So I sympathy with him. And I have a question. Can I question about the disability also or not?
Sure. Disability
okay.
Part of it.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Sure. You know, the disability process, it's a hell. I mean, it's like, I mean, you fill out first the paperwork. It takes 6 months to answer you no, and then you appeal. Then you wait 4 months to say no. Then you go to the judge. Then, you know, you have to hire a lawyer. And, I mean, the whole process is a rig. The whole process is injustice. I mean, you pay for those taxes, disability taxes, you know, on your work for over 20 years. And then once you want, once because of you have DDD, degenerative disc disease on the back, on the neck, and pain, etc., and, you know, you are unable to work, and they give you so much hassle, so much problems. I mean, it's like they try to give you more anxiety, more problems than you say, you know, hell with it. I don't want it to have it, for example. But, I mean, again, you're right. The process of the everything is a rig in this country. From election is a rig in this country, disability is a rig, and worker compensation is a rig, too, as you have talked.
Well, look at this election. I mean, it tells you everything. Ron Paul, Kucinich, they can't even get into a lot of the debates. The television companies tell them they can't be in the debates. You know, I mean, are the television companies running this country to get information in an election? What right do they have to do that, the television companies?
Well, yes, exactly. And, you know, you talk about the national ID card that is going to come in a few months down the road. Actually, if you go to worldgovernment.org, actually, they are issuing world passport, world identification card already, worldgovernment.org. And if you go there, I mean, you can see what the hell they're doing. With CFR connection, they have a Gary Davis Foundation under World Government and World Citizenship, and they are issuing World Passport, World ID Card, World Marriage Certificate, World Driver's License, and etc. I mean, you need to go to this website, and you need to expose these pastors also.
Absolutely. I mean, in every area of society, there's a breakdown, and they have no solutions. These politicians are not addressing problems, and they don't have any solutions to the problems because they're part of the problem. That's the great social and political crisis facing people in this country. And people who stand up like Barb and other injured workers, they become, you know, the terrorists. They become the crazy people. I mean, in other words, when you tell the truth and you say the emperor doesn't have any clothes, you're the problem.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly what's going on in this country.
Exactly. And another website is wsws.org. It's lots of news information you can find over there. And the Ford is buy out a lot of employees. Then they are going to replace them with the minimum wage employees. They are so, I mean, injustice, I mean, in this country. I mean, so much of pain and misery for us.
That's
and
right.
They want to bring North American Union, too. And if you go to CanadianActionParty.ca, and I hope you will bring Connie Fogel in your shorts, too.
See, one of the things is also I run a website, barbclark.org, and I put a lot of information up there to keep everyone informed. But, like, I had gone to the local media and explained to them that I have a racketeering case going to trial. Would they cover it? And the local media comes back to me and says, don't ever email us again. We don't want to hear about this.
Right. I understand. I sympathize with your situation, too. And in FICO, Hillary Clinton got $1 billion from companies and say no to the free health care for Americans. And now she say free health care for Americans. What a baloney she is.
Well, her husband got $10 million from the sovereign fund. Well, the situation in this country now, the banks are bankrupt. The banks have to borrow or take in billions of dollars from other countries because they literally are bankrupt.
Well, basically what's happening is China and the European Union is carrying the debt of America.
That's right.
And our dollar is devaluating every day.
Of course.
And very soon, I mean, they bring Amero, and then they can say $100 is equal to one Amero, or maybe they can say $1,000 is equal to one Amero.
That's exactly right.
Hi, we're going to break, and it's Late Night with Deanne. We'll be right back up. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, we're back. It's Late Night with Deanne on RBN live here, and we're talking with our guest in regards to the antiquated craziness in the healthcare system. Now, the thing is, we have a presidential election coming up real soon. I want to ask Barbara, what should we do, the public, to bring this to the attention of these candidates? And if you have any numbers or any information you want to share here, please do so, because I think that we need to try to figure out how we can get this on the plate so that, you know, these so-called presidential candidates will do something in our behalf. Barbara?
Well, one of the things, first of all, I think, is to make the public aware of what's going on. And then if you can get a hold of any of these political candidates, is to point blank ask them the question in public and say, you know, what are you going to do about NHIN? What do you intend to do about workers' comp? What do you intend to do about the billions of dollars that the insurance companies are making and not taking care of the people? And what do you intend to do about the health crisis in America? Because one of the things I see, and this is what I'm really striving for to put a stop to this, for example, the Adventist Health System. The Adventist Health System has hospitals all across America, all across the world. President Bush in his YouTube speech said, oh, the Adventist Health System is the largest health care provider in America. this shouldn't be. This shouldn't be. Every town you go into is an Adventist hospital or an Adventist clinic. So if I went to an Adventist hospital in Kansas and they punched my name in, they would probably kill me right now. And so I think there has to be a system where it's similar, like in Canada or in England or in France, where these hospitals are taken out of the control of churches and out of the control of the insurance companies and are put somehow either nationalized or something where the insurance companies are not in charge of health care anymore. Because otherwise we're not getting... We're never gonna break this down. I mean, how, for instance, this is just an example, and you can get a lot of information on my website, which is barbclark.org, is that, for instance, the Adventists have a hospital in Ukiah, in California, and there were nurses there that wanted to have a union, a nurses union there. Well, they shut it down by saying that the CEO had spoken to God, and God had told him that it's not good to have collective bargaining in the hospitals because it interferes with God's work of healing. That is the biggest nonsense I have ever heard. We're here to heal everyone, black, white, red, Muslim, Catholics. I don't care. You're there to take care of everyone. And how can you go ahead and say, well, we're only allowed to take care of certain kind of people? And then when you stand up to it and you buck the system, like Steve said, they put restraining orders on you, they write shrink reports. So I would ask these candidates, point blank, I don't care about the whole war thing or whatever. What are you going to do to take care of the ill and the disabled Americans?
And there's, there's a war going on right here against the American people. I mean, that's
exactly
reality.
Right. What are you going to do about the war in this own country?
You know, and that millions of people, and you try to stand up for your brothers and sisters and people, your families, and you're the enemy. That's what they're telling people here.
And the big thing is, in America, everyone says, oh, we don't discriminate. We're not, you know, we condone racial discrimination. We condone this kind of discrimination. What is discrimination? I think what they're doing to the elderly and to the sick and the disabled is the biggest form of discrimination there ever was.
Well, you've got to remember Mr. Bush bought land so that he can run away from this country because they're getting ready to kill about 80% of the population, and these are the people that are in the mechanics of doing this. So
yep.
You're seeing the orchestration through these different tools of facade of compartmentalization. You'd be attacked by IRS or financial. You'd be attacked by the Social Security system. You'd be attacked by the insurance system. An example, Deanne just went in with internal bleeding, and as they're giving her a ride in the ambulance, they're putting the blood pressure mechanism on her saline bag and squeezing it as fast as they can to try to kill her.
That's what's going on for profit. Now, there is an initiative that we're supporting called Californians for Health Security Plan, the California Health Security Plan. If you go to californiansforhealthsecurity.org, and this it's an initiative in California. It's a constitutional amendment, and you can do an initiative, a referendum in California. It would basically eliminate the insurance companies in California for health care. All
yes.
People would be covered. And you could, and the money that's collected for healthcare would go to the providers. It shouldn't go to the insurance executives. It shouldn't go
that's
to the
right.
administrators. It should go to the providers. A lot of money is being collected in health for healthcare. More in the United States is being collected for healthcare than any other country in the world. And yet
that's
we have
right. 46, and no one can get healthcare.
And no one can get healthcare. The system is what we have. We have a systemic problem in which the insurance companies are looting the money that should go to healthcare for people in this country and put it in their pockets. That's why in California, for example, $18 billion was collected for workers' comp. They collect from employers $18 billion. Less than $9 billion is going for injured workers. What is going on in this country, in California?
That's another prime example in California, like with SCIF, the State Compensation Insurance Fund. $1 billion is missing. $1 billion is missing out of the fund. This is money intended for injured workers. And there's one guy here who embezzled all this money, and no one is prosecuting him. Governor Schwarzenegger put him in this position. $1 billion, folks, is missing, and no one is holding anyone accountable for it. What kind of nonsense is that?
Well, again, if you go to Kafer, CAFR1.com, you're going to see that the $1 billion is a drop in the bucket. There's trillions of dollars. The United States is $5 trillion in the good. This idea that the banking system is delete and bankrupt is all a fraud. The banks are in control of everything, and they're in control of the other countries. It's just the world global banks have everything.
Well, and I mean, the U.S. banks have you know, money. For example, in the United States, working people are not paid enough in wages, so they have to borrow in their homes. That's why people have had to borrow in their homes, because they're not paid enough in wages. So they have to borrow in their homes if they have a health care problem. They have to borrow in their homes if they want to send their kids to college.
Yep.
They have to borrow on their homes. That's the way people make it in this country. Now, what is happening with the decline of housing prices now? If the housing prices decline 10 and 15% and people have borrowed on those houses, then we're talking trillions of dollars. Where is that? It's like an inflated bubble.
Well, the whole housing crisis is completely made up. You know, this whole push to refinance your house, and now everything crashes. People are losing their houses, and the banks can't even sell them at foreclosures
because they're
$500,000 even on foreclosure sales.
This is all started by Hillary.
Yep.
No, actually, it was started way before. Deregulation of the banks has been going on for a long time. It went on under Carter, where he deregulated the airlines. Remember they said we're going to have great airlines in this country? The Republicans continued it. The Republicans and Democrats take money from these insurance companies. They take money from the banks, under Clinton and under Bush and under Reagan. Who is in charge? Who's in charge of the Federal Reserve? It's bankers.
Yep.
That's who's in charge of the Federal Reserve. Not working people, not consumers. Bankers are in charge of the Federal Reserve. So they're bailing out the banks. They're not bailing out people who are losing their homes in this country. Poor people are losing their homes. Working people are losing their homes.
Well, if you go to like ByronWine.com, you're going to see a patent on hydrogen fuel cell, which is like $1,360,000 something.
Sure.
And that was 84 years old. And I'm running into many, many people that, chemistry number one, the first class of chemistry they had, they were demonstrated by taking a battery and sticking two probes into the water. They could take a test tube, and they could catch the bubbles off one probe would be oxygen, and they could catch the bubbles off another probe would be hydrogen, and they knew that the oxygen would flame off, and they knew the hydrogen would blow up. And so anyhow, with just a 12-volt battery, we could produce hydrogen and burn it in our cars. The law today unanimously was just voted to have higher gas mileage and clean energy, and yet this information is 84 years old. We see the perpetration of antitrust laws, of anti-pollution laws, of all these violations going on, and the corruption of espionage, or the corruption just stealing the money from everybody, alongside of the tax people collecting money alongside of it. So now we have a coercement of a government taxing this fraudulent fuel that they perpetrated on us. We all see it. We all know it. But nobody does anything about it. We're all standing there hoping somebody else does.
Well,
so
there
we
is
need
a
to
problem.
Take action. And as we know, a battery can be filled with water, put some charge to it, put a hose to it, put it to the intake of your car, and you can drive for nothing today.
But there are oil companies who are against that. There are airlines who are against that. In California, for example, it's a battle to even get a bullet train between San Francisco and Los Angeles. Now, in Europe and in Japan, there are bullet trains, which are a much more efficient way of moving people around. Why can't we have that in this country? You know, the United States is falling behind in technology. We're behind Korea. We're 16th in the world. And a lot of this technology has been developed in the United States.
Yep.
But these monopolies like Comcast and these big monopolies, they don't want to allow this technology to be developed because it threatens our revenue stream. In other words,
yep.
Monopoly capitalism is what you have in the United States. You have big monopolies. They control the market. They control the auto market. They control the insurance business. They control the medical business, these big monopolies. And what do they want? They want to protect their profits. They want to protect their revenue stream. And they prevent things being accomplished. I mean, you know, I agree with you about scientific developments as far as fuel and efficiency. The United States doesn't have to be importing as much oil. It could cut its oil usage 50% if you had mass transportation, if you had bullet trains. The auto workers could be put to work building a mass transportation network in the United States. There's lots of jobs to do that. They're not doing it. It requires a radical restructuring of the economy. And these politicians, none of them are talking about that.
Yeah, but we can burn hydrogen tomorrow with a car battery just added to our car, and nothing has to change.
Yeah, but
everybody
could
have free energy. Everybody could have free heat for their house, and we could cut all the expense of manufacturing because nobody would have an energy problem.
Yeah, but the oil companies control the Congress. Like they control the insurance companies control the health care. They're not interested in that.
I understand that, but at the same time, if we just take our own battery, put a catch chamber on it to just catch the gas that's released from it, put our own water into it, and hook it up to our own car, they have nothing that they could do to us that could stop us. Unless we take that action, we can walk to the hill and jump over it as they want us to. We can jump to the cliff.
Well, I think people in this country are going to have to start thinking about how they're going to deal with this crisis, because it's getting worse. It's getting qualitatively worse. And the panic that you have in this system now, economic panic, the social panic, it's forcing people to say, what is my future here in this country?
Yep.
Why can't I get health care? Why can't I my children go to college? Why can't I afford to send my children to college? I mean, basic things. Why can't people get homes or housing in this country? Why are millions of people going to be thrown out of their homes? When you have empty homes, people could be in them. There's a systemic problem, and it's not a technological problem. It's how the system is organized. That's what we're talking about in this country.
And that's what no candidate wants to address.
Because they represent the same corporate interests, the same insurance companies, the same oil companies, the same companies that are controlled by Congress. I mean, there's a paralysis in this government. They have no solution to the problems. And that's why people are frustrated and angry, and it's growing in this country. The distrust of Congress, the distrust of the politicians is real out there, because people don't see any solutions. And actually, the election is not going to solve anything. Whoever's elected, Obama, Clinton, McCain, any of these candidates, they're not going to be able to solve the problem in this country. Elections aren't going to solve the problem. The problem, the way the society is organized, the way the system is organized, is really the center of this problem. It's a systemic problem. This is what we've learned in fighting for injured workers in California. It's not bad insurance executives. It's not bad companies. It's the system, the way it's organized.
Well, do you think, you just said that you feel that this election isn't going to do anything to change anything. What can we do? And do you have a number or anywhere that people can contact you directly? And maybe we can put a consortium together of individuals that have been abused in the healthcare industry, so we can, you know, start basically going against the Bastille, you know, because this thing is crazy. I mean, I went to a hospital. I went in there. They did do tests. They did a number of tests, but they did nothing. They just sent me home. Then they have these medicines you see on TV. All of them cause worse things than whatever it is that you're supposed to be taking them for.
Exactly.
And that's a situation you can't even ask for the medicine without having a doctor's prescription and sample. So the thing is, they're making people sick, 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 and all you do is have the insurance, and this health care thing is blowing up in our face. And I don't think any of the candidates we have currently that are in our face are saying anything at all in regards to this. They're not interested in this. I looked at the situation with Senator Obama and so Senator Clinton, and it's kind of like a wrestling mania show. You know, you're hearing them fighting back and forth, but are they actually impacting on the issues that impact on us as people? And I haven't heard it. The only ones I've seen doing things is Senator Ron Paul and also Senator Kucinich. You know,
they don't want them to have a voice.
No
keep
voice.
Them out
and
of
that
the
I'm having Ken Gustafson on the show next week. He's legislating. In fact, he's filing a lawsuit against the media, the major channels, for blocking these other candidates because they should have a right.
One of the things is we need to get rid of having to pay for election commercials. You should in Japan and in Europe, the way they have it set up, every qualified candidate gets an equal amount of time, and that's it on television.
That's right.
On radio.
That's right.
None of this crap of 50, 60 million, 100 million. Who does that benefit? And then they decide who you're going to be able to listen to. Why should the American people be told by these media moguls, these billionaire media moguls, who they can listen to who's running for president? What right do they have to tell people in this country, you can't listen to this person, you can't listen to this person? Is that a dictatorship? Do these people, do these corporate, you know, basically robber barons have the right to tell the American people they can't listen to the candidates that are running? Because that's what they're doing. They're saying, we're going to decide who you can listen to and who you can hear. What kind of democracy is this? These corporateers. And you know something? The Democrats, when they kept Kucinich off the platform, did they say anything? Did the other candidates say anything about the power of these media companies? Not a word.
Well, Kucinich was trying to. He was trying to take it to court and whatnot, and the court backed up the... But
Edwards and Clinton and Obama didn't say a peep when he was kept off.
We have to stop again. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Be right back after this break. The DM.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Well, we're back, and we're here live, and we're talking about the healthcare system, another collapse. We got an economic collapse, stock market collapse, housing market collapse, job collapse. Everything is collapsing around us as we speak. And this healthcare care system is falling apart. And we got another caller, Pete from Texas. Pete, welcome to the Ann Burley Show. You have a question here?
Yeah, hi. I have a comment. You guys were talking earlier about the fact that, you know, we don't have a choice when it comes to who to vote for because the major media, they decide who to sort of put on and that sort of thing.
That's right.
Correct?
Correct.
Hi. Hello?
Yeah.
No, that's correct.
Yeah. Well, see, I actually disagree. I think that if you look, I think that, first of all, I don't own a television. I haven't had one in about a year and a half. No one forces me to watch television. I get all my news from the Internet, and I read the blogs and so forth. And if you read the blogs, you know, quite frankly, I'm not a Ron Paul supporter, but there's plenty of news about Ron Paul. You can watch podcasts. You can watch plenty of interviews on YouTube. I think that, you know, the government doesn't force people to watch to buy televisions and to watch television. If they want to watch televisions, you know, 6 hours a day, that's their problem. But I think that if people are intelligent, they look beyond the major media, they can look at other candidates, they can make their own decisions.
I totally agree with that. The only problem is you have an entire generation of people out there that are like, oh, I've got to do what the guy next door does. And they're sucked into this whole watch TV, watch American Idol, watch this. And I feel like the American population, a lot of it, is being completely dumbified. Well, I mean, like you go on the Internet, you don't have a TV. I think that's great. I do the same thing. I do the same thing, but the word is getting out for everyone to do that.
If people are going to go on TV and become sheep, and then they deserve what they get. They deserve they get because no one is putting a gun to their heads and telling them to watch American Idol, which, by the way, I've never seen, or Survivor, which I've never seen, or any of these reality shows, which I've never wanted to watch because I don't find any interest in them. So I think that to some extent, it kind of comes down to a question of personal responsibility. If people aren't going to exercise a personal responsibility to actually take control of their lives and look at many different news sources, they deserve the two-party system. They deserve the candidates they get. Now, I happen to be a supporter of John McCain. I actually kind of like the two-party system because it keeps extreme lunatics out of the political system. But that's my personal opinion. I still believe that people should have the right to vote for Ron Paul. And if people want, or Dennis Kucinich, who comes from the planet Neptune, apparently, but if they want to vote for Dennis Kucinich, who comes from the planet Neptune, they can do that. They just have to use a bit of their brain cells and actually not watch the major media all the time.
Well, most people get, whether you like it or not, I mean, still most people get their information from television.
Well, they deserve what they get.
I don't blame the people in this country. It's not the people's fault that the system is screwed up, that people can't have decent wages. Is it a worker's fault that he can't get a job in this country? I mean, during the Depression.
Yeah, if they watch TV 5 hours a day, it is their fault.
Well, actually, during the Big Depression, the individual was blamed, like the stock manipulation. Is it the fault of the Enron workers, for example, that they lost their pensions? Is it their fault?
In Enron's particular case, no. But the fact that we have an entire country glued to the television, yeah, that is their problem.
But that's not the reason Enron collapsed, because people were glued to the
television. Well, I got to stop you again. We're coming to the end of the almost last hour of the broadcast. And we'll be back up after this commercial break. Callers, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
With recent